for the first time in Formula One history, myself RJ Rishi Kapoor and Kunal Shah.
Hey Rishi.
We are actually agreeing on the same thing, and the fact is, Valencia is a bullshit track.
It's really boring, I agree with you man, for a change.
So, let's now decide three places where we want Formula One to race, which is not Valencia.
Spa.
Suzuka.
Indianapolis. That's not a real racer would choose, I guess.
Yes, a real racer would choose. Or a real Formula One fan who knows what Formula One is about would say they should go to Bernie Ecclestone's backyard and race. Or else?
Let's still stick with Spa. I can tell you it's a brilliant race. Drivers won't mind it. Spectators won't mind it. Sponsors won't mind it. You and I won't mind it. Let's just do Spa again.
On Spa it is. My name is Arjun Rishi Kapoor. Across the table, standing today is Kunal Shah. Kunal, how are you doing?
Very well. Giving you a standing ovation as always.
Finally, my jokes get that. Oh, very good, very good. Okay, Formula One, very important. Valencia, very important. Eighth winner, no eighth winner?
Eighth winner, I'd say. Schumacher. Finally.
Oh my God, you and Pirelli are saying the same thing. And for our listeners out there who are Schumacher fans, and I'm the biggest Schumacher fan ever.
Second biggest, after me.
Oh God, we're going to debate on that, aren't we? Yes, Pirelli said that finally they're getting a tire to the circuit, which can last longer. So what Michael has been saying, I need a tire that I can drive flat out, could just happen this time. Your view?
Yes, I agree. You know, different tire compounds, different driving styles of Michael. Hopefully it'll aid him. And you know what? Huh. I still reckon he could be on pole again after Monaco.
Just because this is a street circuit?
Yes, why not?
Ah, a street circuit with boating ships in the background. Nice one.
They have a bridge. I don't know why it exists. But yeah, well, let's move on.
Yes, they have a bridge. But what is bridging a thought in this entire race is, you and I both also think that this could be a boring race in terms of strategy.
Yes, you know, Rishi, disturbingly so. Last two races, we've seen drivers finishing races on one-stoppers.
And that is after you have the red softest tire.
Yeah. You know, I don't care what color. Just make sure that they're stopping two or three times. That's what Pirelli has, you know, done in the first six races, five races of the year. And we've been all over the place figuring out who's on what tire. Suddenly, last two races, you know, people have been doing one-stoppers. So, yes, towards the end of the race, we had fun. But like you and I spoke last podcast, we thought Vettel was running away with Canada.
And because you said one-stop, I would fancy Lotus and Perez in particular for Sauber doing well. But let's face it, the tire is harder. Everybody could be doing a very comfortable strategy.
Yes, they could. Let me bring out one more stat I read. Last year, there were no retirements in the race, which is very scary.
Oh my God.
Which also means that Naren could end up finishing the race. Sorry, Naren. Okay. I know I said that. But having said that, in 2008, there were no overtakings. 2009, there were only four overtakes that had happened.
That is bad.
So we really need a DRS here. Hopefully DRS will make it exciting as well.
We need rain, we need safety car, we need Bernie to do something about this track. Take it off.
That's a key point.
Why?
See, Spain has got two Grand Prix on the calendar. It's the only country with two Grand Prix on the calendar.
Back in the day, Italy had Imola and Monza, which were both Ferrari and very close to Ferrari Haas, the Tifosi tracks. But you've come up with your own ideology behind Spain having two.
Very much. See, when Michael Schumacher quit,
yes,
we didn't have a superstar, so to say.
Yes.
Hamilton had just joined. Raikkonen, in his own way, was a superstar. The only star back then was Alonso, who was a two-time world champion.
Correct.
So the idea of putting two races in Spain was to, because I'm guessing, attracting as many Spanish fans as possible.
Yes, and they are watching the Euro as well. They are listening to our podcast as well. This is a street circuit. It's a boring circuit. Overtaking is difficult. So how important is pole going to be here? Because you have a great stat as far as pole is concerned.
Pole is going to be really critical. Okay, last four races, I think three drivers who started on pole ended up winning. Okay, and overtaking is difficult here. 25 corners. I know we were wondering how drivers remember these corners.
Correct.
But the fact is, starting on pole is going to be really critical. So that means qualifying is going to be interesting.
And let's not forget how Webber flew in the air. He was actually launched by one of those Lotus.
It was truly.
Truly, truly.
It was a Caterham. Now a Caterham.
Now
yes.
A Caterham. I was just going to say the boring green car. And Webber actually went, gave a high five to God and came back.
Thankfully came back.
And came back alive and safe. And that's a great testimony to Formula One and its great attention to safety, which is now transferring to the road cars.
Fantastic. I mean, no doubt.
This is the European Grand Prix. The European Grand Prix has been held in different venues. Nürburgring for the longest time, Formula One knows. Donington Park and Brands Hatch. But the maximum time a driver has won the European Grand Prix is
Michael Schumacher.
6 times.
That's correct.
And most of it being Nürburgring.
That's correct.
So, the only champion who's actually won on the circuit is Vettel.
Vettel's the only of our current crop of world champions who's won at Valencia.
So, pole is going to be really important. Pole is going to be fought for very closely. And pole will have a lot of tyre strategy. I'll tell you why. Because the softer tyre, again, will be saved for the race. It is the faster tyre. It is approximately 0.8 of a second faster than the whiter tyre.
Yes, I do agree. That means that Saturday could be more interesting than the Sunday.
Oh, God, you had to say that. Oh, God. So, who's fighting for pole? My bet is it's going to be McLaren again.
I have a feeling McLaren as well. But you know what?
Yeah.
Do not rule out the Mercedes-Benzes.
I hope that is the case. And this time it is MSC who's taking the red helmet, should pop out and take pole position. You know what Kimi said about this race?
What did he say?
What he always says. Don't hit me. Don't hit me. Don't throw things at me. He's throwing a bottle at me. That's a good time to say goodbye. We'll be catching you just after this Grand Prix. And if you and I are not poisoned out of the boredom, be racing. Goodbye, Kunal.
Hey, wait. We're not just moving yet. We have to do a big congratulations to Karun Chandok, who finished 6th in the Le Mans race.
24-hour race.
That's correct. Brilliant drive on debut. Only Indian to start and finish the Le Mans. And what better in 6th place? I mean, fantastic drive.
And you were telling me in his category, he was 2nd.
Yes, he overall 6th and 2nd in his category. So, hats off.
So, Mr. Tony Fernandez, if you know what a talented guy our fellow Indian is, you must give him a racing seat.
No, I'd hope for a better team for him.
Ah, that's my man. He's the positive injection. I like him sometimes.